Glad you're with us. Welcome into Thursday. President Trump and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are fighting to shape public perception around the protests convulsing the country, a high-stakes battle that comes as the nation is gripped by peaceful protests mixed with disturbing scenes of chaos. It's a story by Jonathan Easley, national political reporter at The Hill. Jonathan, set this up.
He's always sort of made the case that he's a law and order president. Obviously, it's something that appeals to his base, which we've seen some polling where not all Republicans had been happy with Trump's response to some of the protests and then some of the criminal aspects around the protests with looting and vandaling. And they'd like to have seen a stronger response, I guess. And we definitely saw that on Monday night with the protesters who gathered around the White House and were cleared out of there by military personnel who used pepper balls and smoke grenades on the crowd. So it's always sort of been his thing, this idea that he's a law and order president, but he's really leaning into that now and demanding that some of these big cities that are run by Democrats get a hold of the protests and then some of the criminal aspects that have sort of come with it, with the looting and fires and vandalism as well. So it's always sort of been central to his appeal and his message, but he's definitely leaning into it now.
What words and tweets has he issued, Jonathan, that demonstrate his need to be known as a tough leader?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's basically boasted about, he used the word domination, about the military response to the protesters out here in Washington, D.C. I mean, we see it in short little bursts. He'll tweet law and order or something like that. But he from the Rose Garden the other night, where you could hear some of the explosions from the smoke grenades going off as he spoke outdoors. He talked about, he described some of the protests as domestic terrorism. He talked about deploying thousands of members of the National Guard and federal military personnel to some of these cities, which it's unclear right now if he'll necessarily follow through on that. We definitely saw an enhanced military presence out here in Washington as these protests have grown. I don't know what we'll see in some of these big cities. Fortunately, it seemed to be a little bit more peaceful than we've seen in recent days. Some of these mayors and governors, I think, are starting to take this the threats of violence or these protests being overrun by bad actors a little bit more seriously, maybe they did in the early days. So hopefully we'll avoid a case where we see a federal military presence in some of these big cities. But the president is definitely threatening it, and it's definitely on his mind at this point.
Let's talk about Joe Biden. How is he differing himself from the president?
Yes, Biden traveled to Philadelphia, which was obviously one of the cities that's been racked by protests. It was his first trip out of Delaware since the coronavirus shutdown, and obviously a lot of his focus was on the death of George Floyd and calling for Congress to pass laws banning chokeholds to limit what kind of artillery the military can pass along to local police departments, all these things aimed at more racially fair policing practices. So that was sort of the core focus of his speech, as well as attacking Trump for what he's described as erratic leadership, for lacking empathy. He only briefly addressed some of the violence and vandalism that we've seen, which is sort of what we had talked to some Democrats who said that they were worried that maybe he wasn't taking that aspect seriously enough. But certainly Biden is going to be leaning into this idea that Trump is an erratic leader that lacks empathy, who is stoking racial divisions at a time of civil unrest. And I think his campaign is pretty confident that that's going to be a winning issue for them in November.
We're speaking with Jonathan Easley, national political reporter at The Hill. His piece is called Trump and Biden Battle to Shape Opinion on Scenes of Unrest. Do Democratic strategists believe Mr. Biden will be able to get his message out when he's not been traveling?
I mean, that's a big question. The thing of it is that Biden's numbers have gone up while he's been locked in his house and not getting a lot of big headlines, not out there campaigning. While Trump has been in the spotlight, Biden has opened up this double-digit lead in national polls.
Thanks, Jonathan. Jonathan Easley, national political reporter at The Hill.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.